Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, the good news are hard to come by in South Africa nowadays with everything that's going on in the macroeconomy and in the foreign policy side. So whenever there are positive developments in agriculture, I feel compelled to take a moment and highlight those. And the past week was one of those moments where there were some positive developments in South Africa's agricultural sector. So the Crop Estimate Committee, which is the committee of the government officials, it belongs under the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, but it has private sector researchers that are sitting in that committee, such as the Bureau for Food and Agricultural Policy and the others that have expertise in GIS, and some industry players. They all sit together and they form this committee. And this committee is responsible for estimating the production of South Africa's summer crops. By summer crops, I'm largely referring to grains and the oil seeds. And in grains, it's a major one like maize, soybeans, sunflower, sorghum, peanuts, dry beans. Those are some of the major grains that they estimate the production. So they release their production estimates like it's the case in the US, in the EU, and elsewhere, where the estimates are released on a monthly basis and they are updated until the completion of the harvest. Now, they released their monthly estimate for June, which signaled that we actually had a better maize crop than the committee had indicated in the previous month. They say South Africa's 2022-23 maize crop, which is the one that is currently being harvested across the country, is at 16.35 million tons. Now, this is a large crop. It's up by 1% from the past month. But if you take it and you compare with the harvest that we had in 2021-22 season, it is 6% higher than that. Importantly, this is the second largest maize harvest on record in South Africa. And it's on the back of large yields because the area planting is actually down this year if you were to compare it with the previous season. So the better yields are the ones that are supportive of this good crop that we're expecting. South Africa, unlike what you see in the US, where a large part of maize production is yellow maize and white maize is a small portion, South Africa produces almost half of this. In the 16.35 million tons of maize that we are expecting this season, about 8.64 million tons is white maize. That's largely for human consumption in South Africa and exported to the regional markets. And about 7.71 million tons, it's yellow maize. That's for animal feed and largely exported to the Far East markets like South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, that buy South African maize. They usually buy that yellow maize for animal feed. Now, if you take all of this in perspective and you consider what South Africa consumes, South Africa consumes around about just under 12 million tons. And the estimates for this current marketing year, it's about 11.4 million tons. Now, if you take this and you minus it from the 16.35 million tons that is expected, and you consider a pipeline stock of roughly 1.5 million or so, or you can put it at that. That means that we'll still remain with a fairly good supplies of maize to put to the export markets of just over 3 million tons. So that is good for in terms of bringing on export earnings, but it also means that South Africa will be able to supply some of the regional markets that are in need of maize. In the previous segment, you can scroll back into this podcast and listen to the previous segment. We talked about the difficulties that are faced by our neighboring country, Zimbabwe, with the potential shortage of maize there, which we think it may be anything between 500,000 tons to even 1 million tons, depending as to whether the GMB, which is the Zimbabwean Maize Board, is able to procure certain reserve stocks that they need to have in place. Now, with South Africa having the surplus, it means that markets like that will not struggle to find some of the supplies that they may need to import if they really end up with a crop that the USDA estimate will be as bad as we think. And then some people may ask themselves to say, why are we talking about this good crop while in the start of the season there were all of the worries? And if you haven't been following closely the South African agriculture, when the season started, the season usually starts around about October. That's when the summer crop planting happens in South Africa. There were excessive rains, and that delayed maize planting by roughly a month in some areas, a month and a half in some areas. And there were worries then that to say, look, if we're planting this late, the yields may not be good, and sometime later in the season, there may even be possibilities of a frost. And if there's frost, that may undermine the yields of the crop. But things turned up fairly better. The temperatures warmed up from mid-January going into February, and that allowed planting to continue, the crop to thrive. And later on in the season, as the crop was thriving, we didn't really get the frost. And which is why we're now expecting this good production season. Yes, the start of the season was bad, but the conditions improved through time, and we managed to have this good harvest. Some were worried also about the load shedding, because in maize, for example, 20% of it is under irrigation. And when load shedding, which is the power outages, intensified in South Africa in January, many people were saying, okay, but we have load shedding. The crop is still at early stages of growth, needs to be irrigated. What must happen? And I think the good soil moisture is part and parcel of what supported the production, which is why we ended up with this. But of course, there were some interventions on a power utility that were made by the South African government, which we covered in some of these podcasts. If you get in into the podcast and you scroll back, you'll see where we talk about load shedding and what are some of the things that are being done by the South African government to assist the sector to dealing with some of these power outages. So overall, we have a good agricultural season in maize. But of course, when we talk about summer crop, we're not only talking about maize, there's also soybean. Soybean is great, and in the recent estimate, it was left unchanged from what we had in May. It's a record crop of about 2.8 million tons. Now, 2.8 million tons is up 24% from last season. There's an expansion in area planted, there's good yields. So, all of that is putting South Africa in a good position, where we may actually be able to export over 300,000 tons of soybeans. And this will probably be the first time, because for a long time, South Africa has been a net importer of soybeans and the soybean products that we're utilizing in our animal feed, particularly the poultry sector. But now things have changed. We're going on to the export markets, as we saw our production expanding over time. So this is beautiful, and we think that countries in the Far East, we may actually now be in a position to export some of these soybeans to them. There were, however, some of the negatives. You think about sunflower seeds, for example. Its production estimate was lowered by 5% from last month. It's now estimated at 758,000 tons. This is down 10% on a year-on-year basis. This annual decline mirrors the reduction in area planted, as well as lower yields in some areas because of these wet weather conditions that I was talking about. So, which is why we're experiencing that. But we still think that with the sunflower seed of just over 750,000 tons, that she's decent, and it should make sure that South Africa has sufficient supplies for us on that. In sorghum is one of the crops also that was slashed by 1% from last month. We now have a sorghum crop of around about just over 100,000 tons. But if you look at it and you compare with last year, it's still also 1% up on year-on-year basis. There's decent crops that were left unchanged. If you think about groundnuts, which is peanuts, around about 51,000 tons, up 6% year-on-year basis. And you think about dry beans, around about 48,000 tons. It is, of course, down 8% on a year-on-year basis. But I think overall, if you consider these estimates, one can make a point that South Africa has one of the best summer grain and oil seeds harvest. And the recent rains that in some way in May, June, people were worried that they would mess up the quality of the crop. They didn't really cause any problems. The farmers are harvesting across the country. In fact, they are nearly complete harvesting the soybeans and sunflower. And when we look at the quality of those, the quality is great. On maize, they are underway, they are harvesting, and I believe that over 6 million tons of maize has already been delivered to the silos. So we're watching to see how that harvest progress is continuing over the coming months. But generally, we think that the crop is fairly in good condition, and South Africa should close the year in a decent shape. And if you consider then all of this, they bought well with already softening maize and oilseeds prices. And the lower maize and oilseed prices are softening. I mean, they are roughly now 20% down year-on-year basis. And these bode well when you think about the food price inflation. We already made the point that if you think about South Africa's food price inflation, some of the products that will be underpinning the moderation in inflation for the year, for the second part of the year, will largely be grain-related products. It will be meat, it will be fruits, it will be vegetables, and these large grain supplies underscore that particular point. And I want to emphasize this because even if you look globally in the 2023-24 production season, there's expectation of a good maize crop, expectation of a good rice crop. So which means that even globally, prices may remain continue to moderate, and South Africa will mirror that, given that we also have a good summer crop in here. But I mean, we could discuss on a separate stuff the issues of inflation, as I signaled in some of the previous segments, where we can dissect and go product by product about what we think are the drivers of inflation and what we see the outlook for this year and going into next year will look like. But all in all, the key message for this particular podcast was again to go back to a positive point that one sees in the South African agriculture in the midst of all of the bad news that are out there, which is that we're having a good agricultural season. We're having the second largest maize crop on record. And even if you consider other grains, they are also in bad shape. It's the best soybean harvest in the history of this country. So that's a bit of a positive news from an agricultural perspective that I thought I should lift in this week's conversation. That's it, folks. My name is Wandile Slobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can read more about some of the things that I write in my blog. I'll put the link in the description of this podcast, which is wandileslobo.com. Or you could read some of us of the things we write in the organization that I work for in their website called www.agbiz.co.za. That's the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. Go to the website. You'll see a lot of some of the things that we do there. Thank you so very much for listening.